you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Yeah. Church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York, we're certainly glad to be able to be coming into your homes, your cars, or your places of business. Wherever you are at this time listening to the sound of my voice, you might be broke today, but God can make a way. And like I always tell folks, don't you say you're broke. Let other folks tell you you're broke, but don't you say it. Amen. You start saying, I just got money I can't put my hand on right now. Change that right around. So when I just said that you might be broke today, you say, Pastor, I ain't broke. I just got money I can't put my hand on right now. Now that's for you people that are saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Now you that don't know who Jesus is, you broke. Because without Jesus, you don't have nothing. You might have all the money in the world, but without Jesus, you have nothing. We praise God today for you and you and especially you. This is a broadcast that's designed with you in mind to help you to trust God the more. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. My friends, if you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. There is no problem too hard for God to do. He can solve your problems no matter how deep they are, how long you've had them, or no matter where they're coming from. Jesus can solve your problem. He'll take care of you today. So be not dismayed. Whatever betide, know for a fact that God will take care of you. Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Has the doctor done all they can for you? Seem like they just can't get you well. You've been through so much and trying to get well. They done gave you medicine after medicine, and it still ain't helping. Seem like you done got worse. Well, why not try Jesus? Some of you have a doctor's appointment this week, and you're afraid of what the doctor's gonna tell you that your test results are. Do you know Jesus can turn those test results around right now while I'm talking? And when you get back to the doctor this week, he'll be amazed at his own self and be wondering what happened and what did you do to get these results. I went to the doctor myself for a checkup, and my own doctor sat back in his chair and said, I wish my test results was this good. I said, Doctor, it's because Jesus is keeping me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's because the Lord is keeping me. And that's why I can say today, he's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Get sick, and if you do get sick, God can knock in that sickness. Help! All you got to do is realize that Jesus is all over you and keeping you alive. Come on and sing with us today. Whoa. Minutes on the air. That's why we come to you. Amen. We don't come to you with no dead service. Hallelujah. It's enough deadness around you sometimes where you're at. Hallelujah. We come to give you some life. How are we able to give you life? Because we got Jesus. And Jesus said he come that we might have life and that more abundantly. So that's why we're sharing some of this life with you today. So that when you get to where you got to go today, you'll be living up. And ready to praise God even more. Glory to God. Remember, friends, you're listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. And we're so glad that you've tuned into this spot on the dial. Amen. To hear this radio broadcast. Remember, my friends, there is no telling what God can do. Some of you today are sick and suffering. And you're saying, Brother Lawrence, I can't jump and shout like that because it just don't feel good. Well, right now, I'm getting ready to pray for you, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is a healer, and he's able to heal your body, no matter what your sickness might be, no matter what your trouble might be, no matter what the doctor have told you, no matter what the specialist have told you, Jesus Christ is a healer. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time when Jesus Christ is a healer? I want you to draw nigh to your radio. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. Jesus is right there and he's going to touch you. He's going to heal your body today. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. All the Lord wants you to do is just believe him. Just believe him for what he said. He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. And with his stripes, you are healed. Do you believe that today? Well, Brother Lawrence, the doctor done told me that I got cancer. And? Well, Brother Lawrence, the doctor told me I got heart trouble. And? Well, Brother Lawrence, the doctor done told me my blood pressure is very high and is about to bust the mercury on the blood pressure machine. And? Well, Brother Lawrence, the doctor said I got lupus and I got Parkinson and I got all these other diseases and I'm about to leave here. And? Jesus said, I am the Lord thy God that healed you. If you believe what the doctors say, why not believe the one who created the doctor? And his name is Jesus. Draw nigh to that radio now. Pastor Staten is getting ready to pray for you. And God's going to work a miracle in your life today. Just as he's done for so many here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Some have been healed of cancer right here in this church. Some have been healed of high blood pressure right here in this church. Some have been healed of sugar diabetes right here in this church. And you know, when you have sugar diabetes, you can't eat certain foods. You got to watch the starch intake. You got to watch the sugar intake. And you got to be careful of this and careful of that. But listen, these folks is eating anything they want to eat that's eatable. Amen? Because God Almighty has touched and healed their body. I want you to trust God today. Let's believe God for a miracle in your life. Say this with me. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Save your race, my faith in thee, till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I believe. Believe him today. Lord, I believe. Yeah. Save your race, my faith in thee, till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Say it again. As you sing this song, it's increasing your faith to get from God what you need. Lord, I believe. You're getting healed right now. Lord, I believe. Yeah. Savior, raise my faith in thee till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. There's somebody here in this audience right here at Exodus. You need God to touch you. Stand to your feet right now as I'm praying for these in Radio Land. I'm going to pray for you with a here at this church. God's going to touch you right here at Exodus. Hallelujah. He's going to move the pain. He's going to move the trouble. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Now, dear Jesus, we thank you for the power that's in your great name to heal and cast out devils. We thank you, Lord, because you're a God that keeps your word. You said, Lord God, if we would trust you, if we would believe you, and anything that we ask in your name, you would do it for us. Dear Jesus, there's so many here in this place that are standing. Some are at home listening to us by means of radio. Some are listening by the internet. Oh God! Some are listening to us by way of transcription. I pray right now. Look down upon these, Lord God, that are standing here at Exodus. They're here today because they came to a healing temple where your power is being manifested. Touch these right now here in the temple. Heal right now. Satan, go! In the name of Jesus. Cast cast you out in the name of Jesus. Now, dear God, make these hands and temple ever with whole. Then, oh God, look down upon those that are listening to us in Radio Land. Some are sick and suffering, Lord. The doctors have given them up. Oh God, I pray right now. Some are in that sick room or in that hospital. Some are in that lonely room. Oh Jesus, right now stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch them, Lord God. Rebuke the devil. Satan, take your hands off of these that are listening to us by means of radio. Oh, Satan, you're a liar. We come against you right now in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus against you, commanding you to take your hands off of these. Loose your hold and come out in the name of Jesus. You devil, what's causing all manner of diseases? I bind you up and cast you out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch these bodies. Make them ever been whole from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. God, let them feel better this very same moment. I thank you for it right now. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we count it done. It is done, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Thank the Lord for your healing. Thank the Lord for your deliverance. Thank the Lord for touching you today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. You're healed by the power of God. Believe it now. Believe it. It is done. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. My God. Hallelujah. It is done. I believe on the Son. I am saved by the blood of the crucified. Continue to thank God for it. Listen, hold on to your healing. The devil's gonna try to come and make you believe you're not healed. But you tell that devil, I am healed by the power of God. I'm healed because Jesus says I'm healed. I'm healed because he got whipped all night long for me. I'm healed because the stripes on his back is what's causing me to be healed. Hallelujah. Remember, friends, you're listening to that noisy church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Elder Lawrence Casper Staton. And we just come by just a little while to be with you, to encourage you, amen, and to help you in these last days. Some of y'all are bombarded with so much negative stuff. People done come along and told you you're going to die. But listen, you turn that thing around on them and tell them, I shall not die, but I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord. I ain't going to die now, but I'm going to live on because Jesus come that I might have life. And I ain't going to die now. Tell the undertaker, put the casket back. Tell the grave. you now. God bless you. We trust that you've been blessed of the Lord through this radio broadcast. If you have, my friends, won't you write me this week? Write to me, Pastor Lawrence Staton. You spell my last name S-T-A-T-O-N. Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Pastor Lawrence Staton. Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. Write me this week and send me your prayer request. I'll pray for you and send you a prayer cloth back. Hallelujah. Write me this week. And when you write, if you can, put something in there, a tangible offering that will help us keep this radio broadcast coming to you over these various radio stations. We will so much appreciate it. If you will be a blessing to us, as we have been a blessing to you. Once again now, that mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you'd like to call us, you can reach us by telephone. Our phone number is area code 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. We look forward to hearing from you. You can also email us at Exodus Heal. That's EXODUSHEAL. Exodus Heal at AOL.com. Get in touch with us, friends, because we're a church that believe in prayer. And we believe that the Almighty God can do more than what we can ask or think. Do y'all believe that here at Exodus? Look at your neighbor and say, oh, yes, he will. He'll do more than what we can ask or think. Clap those hands and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Well, my friends, I'm looking at the clock. I had a message I wanted to tell you on today. Amen, but my time is out on the air. We'll be able to share it here in the church, but the air time is out. But we want you to know, my friends, you're going to have to go through something to be a good soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometime the devil will come and try to use scare tactics. Try to get you to stay home. Try to get you to stop coming to church. Try to get you to stop praying, fasting, testifying, and everything. But listen, if I was going to read that scripture today in 2 Timothy, amen, it says, thou therefore, my son, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You need to be a good soldier. A soldier goes when it's raining. A soldier goes, amen, through the muck and the mire. A soldier will go when won't nobody else go. Why? Because you're in the army of the Lord.